Inside Chicago government.
Any use of power disturbs it.
ShyGov.com.
Welcome to another in a series of interviews with Ben Jarofsky. I'm Dave Glowatz. Ben writes on government and politics for the Chicago Reader. He's here with me today. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, David.
Let's talk about the gubernatorial election.
Oh, okay.
We seem to be in the thick of it, even though it's a year and almost 2 years away. We can't seem to get out of campaign season.
It'll be November 2018. So we're still a year and a half away.
Yeah, but now we have all these...
A year from the primaries.
Yes.
Well, actually less than a year.
Right. So we have all this Democratic gubernatorial candidates arising now, and I want to talk about one of them, Chris Kennedy.
He's not been on the show yet.
Well, it's all a matter of time. You've got a year and a half.
Yeah, got a year and a half to get him on.
The context for this point I'm about to make is one of the reasons that campaigns cost so much, not only in Illinois, but nationally, is that candidates are paying for media. In Illinois, in Cook County, we particularly see lots of postal mailings. We see lots of TV ads. And we hear lots of radio ads.
Okay.
And arguably, the candidates spend all this money to sway what some call the low information voter, the person who, if you just repeat things often enough, and they don't have a lot of other...
Did you come up with low information voter, or is that a phrase that I've just missed
on? I picked it from somebody else, yeah.
Pretty good. In other words, you just made it up as you went along for
us. I got a million of them, folks. I'll source that for you later.
Okay, yeah.
So that's the reason that media counts for so much, because there are so many low information voters, and that's who it sways. Mm-hmm. Recently, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Chris Kennedy said that he considers primary election voters better informed than voters in the general election. He even characterized primary voters as being more activist. And I'm wondering if you have a take on that.
Well, I hadn't thought about that. I guess there's some truth to that. If you think about it, fewer people vote in a primary than vote in a general election. So the
creme de la creme.
Yeah, these are the ones who really follow it, and you know they're more in tune. Now, listen, I love my voters dearly, but I recall when there was a runoff for mayoral election, and Chicago voters were astounded. Wait, didn't we just vote? So I'm obsessed with this. You're obsessed with it. The other people at the station are obsessed with it. My listeners are obsessed with politics. The readers, I basically am hooked into a world of people who share my obsession, but I'm realistic to know that the greater world is barely paying attention.
People not doing, some would say, not doing the work of democracy.
Yeah, not doing, who says that?
Dave says that.
Oh, Dave says that, yeah. I just wrote about this again about the Roscom race in the 6th Congressional, where I said I'm a little envious of voters in the 6th Congressional because they have a chance coming up really soon to make a really profound statement about Trump and where he's leading the country and just the nature of Republican politicians in the Trump era, what it means to go along with somebody who's such a barbarian, for lack of a better word. So we always wonder, are the voters up for the task? And I don't know the answer to that question, Dave. I mean, it's hard for me to stay optimistic about the American voter. I just see they elected Donald Trump, and they've elected in this state Bruce Rauner. And Bruce Rauner, he's so insulting in the way he treats voters. His duct tape commercial. Have we talked about
that? Oh, yeah.
I've talked a lot about the duct tape commercials on the air. That's something I talk about. Oh. I don't know if you've seen them, but they're so insulting. You really think we're that stupid? I guess you do. You know, you have to watch them to see them. Everything from the fake workroom that he's in, like he's really worked with his hands. He's a cartoon. Karen, Jesus, Richard Carpenter, and Bruce Rauner. Carpenters. You can talk about cynicism. Most of the commercials that politicians air show a cynical view of the public. They're not that bright.
Moving our way up the ladder of government.
Okay.
David Axelrod, former campaign advisor to Barack Obama and Mayor Richard M. Daley,
among others,
said recently about former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, quote, "It takes a lot of work to lose to Donald Trump," unquote. Your take on that?
Wow. Where did he say that?
He said it to CNN.
It takes a lot of work
to lose to Donald Trump.
Oh, damn, Dave. Just drive over. Take, you know, the bodies on the floor. You're just going to drive over. I didn't see you complaining about the Clintons back in the 90s when you're taking their paychecks. God dang, D.
I think he's getting on a bandwagon here? Or what?
Yeah. I mean, everybody's pounding Hillary, you know. You're going to start teasing me, my Green Party friends, but I proudly voted for Hillary Clinton this last election. She's a mainstream Dem, and she's part of the Democratic Party that's trying to keep this very vast coalition together and meet the needs of really wealthy, powerful Wall Street banker types who are used to getting what they want and have a lot of influence and power, and while forcing government to at least pretend it cares about the poorest people at the one end of the spectrum. And that's not easy to do, especially when you're being assaulted and assailed by this bigot who's playing to the worst, basest attitudes of Americans. You know, I think that's unfair Monday morning quarterbacking by a guy who knows better, who should know better, who's been in campaigns, who's lost campaigns, and has also won campaigns when he had a huge advantage. He worked for Daley. I mean, I could have run Daley's campaigns. You could have run Daley's. Nobody had to run Daley's. You didn't even need it. Chicago voters just could vote for Daley, you know. So I think that's a little unfair of Axelrod. And again, and that's just one sentence. So I don't know what came before the sentence, what comes after it.
It was of a piece. He said more that led up to it. And I think of this much like Rahm Emanuel and Forrest Claypool. It's hard for me to believe that David Axelrod ever says anything that he hasn't thought about saying. So I'm just wondering, what's the agenda here?
What's the agenda? Well, it's a great point. I mean, Axelrod has said a few things complimentary to Trump. I remember once during the Republican convention, Axelrod said something like how impressed he was with, I forget which Trump, Donald Trump Jr., maybe, his speech. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You cannot really be impressed with Donald Trump Jr.'s speech. So what's that all about? And then when that Trump operative, whose name I can't remember, who got fired or left, or remember he grabbed the woman's arm and he got a job with CNN, I'm blanking on his name, Polish guy. He came to town, gave a speech at the University of Chicago and went out for lunch or dinner with David, and they were all like all palsy. And so it's just sort of like we're all friends, you know.
Maybe Axelrod is angling for a gig.
With Trump? I doubt
it's
that.
It's the game
man.
In town.
I don't know why he said what he said. Listen, I haven't read the book yet, but I've read book reviews about it, the book about Hillary Clinton's campaign that just came out by those two reporters. And I can't remember the name of the book right now, but they're critical of the campaign. And they talk about the strategic errors that Clinton made, most notably not campaigning in Wisconsin, Michigan, or Pennsylvania, and sort of assuming that she was going to win those states. And so then going out to trying to broaden the mandate as opposed to just getting the election. And so those are very real mistakes that the campaign made in retrospect. But come on. She had a lot of bad breaks against her, and she's a woman running in a country where there's a lot of misogyny. And, you know, Donald Trump, he really understands how to use television, and he knows how to speak to a certain core audience. So he's not an easy person to beat. That's pretty obvious now. So you got to give the devil his due. So I don't know. Like I said, Monday morning quarterbacking is really easy sometimes.
Ben, that's all we have time for. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, sir.
Listeners, we always welcome your questions and comments and your suggestions for future interviews. Our Twitter handle is CHIGOVT. You can always email us via comment@shygov.com. I'm Dave Glowatz. Thanks for listening.